Well, as you may have heard, the legislature will be back in session this week, and one of the big issues they're expected to tackle is Maine's ongoing opiate epidemic. On Tuesday, legislators will hear testimony on a bipartisan plan to spend $2.4 million to hire more drug enforcement agents and an equal amount on expanded treatment and recovery. But that plan does not include money for methadone and Suboxone treatment. And as Susan Sharon reports, those on the front lines say that treatment is essential for any strategy to work.
Dr. Mark Publicker, a longtime addiction specialist who worked at the former Mercy Recovery Center and now runs his own practice, says the plan is not only weak, but damaging, because it doesn't include any money for what are universally considered the most effective medications for opiate addiction, methadone and buprenorphine, commonly known as Suboxone.
I'd give it a zero. I'd give it a D minus.
On the treatment side, the plan calls for spending $1 million on a 10-bed detox center in Bangor, geared toward uninsured heroin addicts. Publicker says there are several problems with this strategy, including the fact that it's $1 million for 10 beds out of a $2.4 million budget. And it's detox for only a few days, Publicker says. It's not treatment.
The critical point here is that detoxification itself plays no role in the treatment of opiate addiction. We're spending $1 million on the component of the disease that has absolutely no benefit.
Dr. Publicker estimates that 60 to 70 people a month could undergo detox for 3 or 4 days in the program. But because they won't be given Suboxone to block their cravings for opiates, Publicker says the likelihood that they'll even be able to engage in any kind of counseling is slim. The plan also calls for spending $800,000 on residential and outpatient treatment and $600,000 on peer support programs. But Publicker says the amounts aren't sufficient to do much good and can't work without methadone and Suboxone. He compares the effectiveness of both medications to the use of chemotherapy to treat cancer.
The fact that the bill doesn't fund it and there's no other money in the pipeline for it is terrible.
I think it's a good start. It's good to see that there's recognition on the part of the legislature to address both the law enforcement and the treatment side.
Bob Fowler is the executive director of Milestone Foundation, which runs the only non-hospital-based detox center in the state. Demand is so great for services that Fowler says Milestone gets 20 to 30 calls every day, and every day has to turn many of them away because the detox is full.
While we're located in Portland, we serve clients from every part of the state. So any additional resource for detox in the state will reduce the demand that we see down in Portland.
Fowler agrees that the bill doesn't include nearly enough money for residential and outpatient treatment, especially since the state hasn't expanded Maine care services. Fowler also agrees that expanding medication-assisted treatment is essential for long-term recovery, something many other states have embraced. Jim Cohen, an attorney representing a coalition of methadone providers in Maine, says he's looking for relief in a separate bill, sponsored by Republican Senator David Woodsum, to bolster Maine care reimbursement rates to methadone providers. The rates have been repeatedly cut over recent years.
That is the area where we could, with the greatest ability, make a positive impact on the addiction crisis in the state of Maine.
Cohen says the bill would restore counseling services as a component of treatment. But Governor Paul LePage and some other Republicans do not support spending more money on drug treatment. House Republicans made that clear in a meeting with reporters on Monday. They said Maine already spends $76 million a year on drug treatment and education, and they said they want a thorough analysis of how those funds are being used before they consider spending any more money. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.